at Bayer Crop Science headquarters in Research Triangle Park, North Carolina. I'm visiting with Beth Roden. And Beth, I understand that here at this 150-year celebration for Bayer, you've got a very unique traveling exhibit making its only stop here in the United States, I should say.
Yeah, hi, Chuck. Thanks for joining us today. We're really excited. We've got our interactive hands-on exhibit that has 22 components to it, and it spells out our mission, which is science for a better life. And each is an individual unit and has pertains to something interesting that we do in one of our businesses, and it's traveling around the globe. But this is the only location for the United States.
When you say the individual modules or components, they are centered around a letter in that mission.
Yes, they are. So each component represents one of the letters in our mission for Bayer, which is science for a better life. And the modules actually open up, and the one that I interacted with and played with, you actually, instead of scratch and sniff that we all have played with the stickers in the olden days, you would push a button and a scent came out, and they wanted you to see or figure out which fruit was in that letter. So peaches. And you lift up a little lid and you find the answer to it. So it's a great way to get people to connect with Bayer, and it's all of its businesses. So from Bayer Crop Science to Bayer Healthcare to Bayer Material Science, and to get a flavor really for what we do and what we bring to society in terms of the benefits and how we make people's lives better.
Well, science. It was real easy to guess what the A stood for, which is aspirin, as I saw it.
Yeah, that is so true. That's our original flagship product from our consumer business in healthcare, and it's one of those innovations that we still, though, see new uses for, you know, today. So I think that's really one of the strongholds of a company like Bayer, is its commitment to innovation and its commitment to continuing to bring new products to the marketplace, whether it's in your health or in your home, or, you know, to make sure that growers have the technology they need to make sure we all have the food we like to eat.
Well, this exhibit is really pretty massive, actually, because of so many of these modules. I know this is the only stop, but where will it be going after this?
Yeah, it's been around the world, so 30 different countries. It started out over it's been in Germany, and from here it loads up onto two big, you know, cargo tractor trailers, and it'll head down to Latin America as its next stop.
Wonderful. So just maybe a comment on this celebration you're having here today. You've brought in quite a group, includes, I don't know what you call them, VIPs and stakeholders that Bayer works with here.
Yeah, we've really been working hard to build our relationships with our key stakeholders in Research Triangle Park, which is where our headquarters is for North America, along with our Global Seeds headquarters. So we really believe it's important to build relationships with folks that we need to collaborate with up and down the value chain. So we have folks in here from the Agriculture NCAG. We have folks here from the Biotech Center. We have folks here from NC State and the university systems, to the North Carolina Soybean Association, to dignitaries, so the mayor of Durham, to representatives, staffers from some of the representative and senators' offices, who are, unfortunately they couldn't be here today because they're up on DC doing their work. So it's a great opportunity for us to really share our story and really communicate our commitment to agriculture and to science and to this area. We've been making a lot of investments, and so we're excited about being in this Research Triangle Park, and we're excited to have everybody here to join us in this celebration.
Well, thank you for inviting me and having me come attend. Great event taking place here as Bayer celebrates 150 years anniversary of the company. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.